Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 26th of January. And here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Transport for London makes public a report outlining the reasons why it has not given Uber a permanent license. Uber did not properly report several allegations of sexual assault and rape, and also failed to validate IDs for multiple drivers. TfL blocked Uber's permit last November. The company is allowed to keep operating as it awaits an appeal. Also, Uber gets approval to operate in Vancouver. A licensing tribunal in British Columbia granted the permit after many years of lobbying. Uber first launched in the city in 2012, but was soon forced to cease operations. The company says it expects to roll out services across the Vancouver metro area in the coming days. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security will announce a plan to tackle the online availability of counterfeit goods, reports the Wall Street Journal. The agency will warn Amazon, Shopify, and other e-commerce firms that they must do more to block the sale of fake products or risk closer scrutiny and possible fines. DHS also says U.S.-based warehouses will face checks even after products have cleared the border. Vine co-founder Dom Hoffman launches short-form video clips app Byte for iOS and Android. Like Vine, Byte enables users to create and share videos with a 6-second time limit. It features an explore section, a feed and profiles. Vine plans to launch a pilot of its partner monetization program soon. Initially, the company will pay partners directly and share revenue. 5G could improve remote working conditions and enable more people to work from home, the Wall Street Journal reports. Increased speeds mitigate the performance problems of connecting to work securely through a virtual private network. Reduced latency provides better teleconferencing and screen and file sharing. Though remote work allows people to move out of expensive cities, 5G will likely serve large metro areas years before rural areas. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.